Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's talk Liverpool with former Red striker John Durnin. Morning, Durns.
Good morning, Steve.
Right, they seemingly can't hold on to a lead. They're suffering quite a few late goals this season. You wonder whether there's a mental issue. There's definitely a tactical issue there. But surely the manager must be looking at this intently now, because they're simply dropping too many points from positions that they should be holding on to.
It's almost come laughable, isn't it, Steve? The simple fact is, we're talking about it again. It's not for the first time. It's on many occasions. And, you know, it's a worrying situation, because we do harp on about it, but we're just simply aren't good enough, are we, as defensive units, and especially the later it goes on. And the fact is, obviously, there's going to be doubt in the players' minds as well with that scenario of, here we go again. So, I mean, once that situation comes into the head and starts being messing with the head, like you say, it's a mental situation now, it can only get worse.
Mm. Did you think they were going to concede late on at the weekend? Did you always have that nagging doubt?
You do with Liverpool. I mean, I've always said if we score first, we generally go on and win the game. With Chelsea, let's be honest, we were very lucky not to be behind. And when you're not behind and then we score, I think it's our day. But, I mean, you can't rule out a late goal against us, especially with a team like Chelsea, especially the threat they were capable of. And, until a final whistle, I wouldn't have been secure about the 3 points.
I mean, game management is so important, isn't it? And we heard a little bit afterwards from the manager about how he intended to bring on Adam Lallana a little bit earlier, put five at the back. He said Ragnar Klavan would have been on the line at the time. But from what we could see, what actually happened in the dugout, John Achterberg took a little bit too long getting the sub prepared. The guy called the Brains, he had a bit of a shouting match with him. Things got delayed. And actually, that bit of game management affected what actually happened on the pitch 5 minutes later.
Is it, are we talking about a Charlie Chaplin film here? Or
yeah, well, it sounds, you know, like it, doesn't it?
You know, it's absolutely ridiculous if that's the case. Let's just go back a week. We're 3-0 up at half-time. In a game which you win, you qualify to the next stage of the Champions League. The manager must surely think, forget about let's score more. Let's just shut up shop. Let's just shut up shop. So it's not as if it's happened the first time. I mean, you've got to question his thinking in situations in the games, and you can't always go gung-ho, and obviously it got you in that position in the first place. There's a time and there's a place, and he gets a lot of stick, Mourinho, and this is probably why he's one of the best managers and best sought after. He doesn't mind making changes after 20 minutes if need be. If you've got the result in bag, then you make changes to think, hang on, we'll hang on to this, especially at 3-0. Okay, 1-0 is a bit different, but still it's a bit of a calamity.
Right. So, game management. How important is that game management element, do you think?
It's a big factor. It's a big factor, Steve. I mean, game management, it wins you games. That's what you do. You make decisions to hold on, to win games. And it's a big, big factor in a manager's thinking and thoughts. And I don't know. Like you said, it's laughable. We can only... We talk about our opinions. And that's what football is wonderful. It's about opinions, and then people start talking, and then that's why people go to pub and talk about it. They fall out with people. You know, that's what football does. And I mean, managers, I've said and then I'm hard on about it, they get paid a hell of a lot of money to make big decisions and important decisions, and if they get it wrong, they should get the flack.
Absolutely. What about the team at the moment? Obviously, we talked about the defence in the past, and we've touched on the midfield. I know you've had sort of a love-hate relationship with Jordan Henderson. We've had some positives out of here, but times where you've just been at utter despair with perhaps his performances. Do you see Jordan, do you see his game or his influence on that team improving?
Do you know what? I hate to dig out players. I mean, because as a player myself, I mean, it's not nice when people dig it out. And he's had a lot of... He's had a lot of questions and question marks against him. I mean, he's captain of Liverpool Football Club. It's a big honour, big responsibility. But everyone knows, and we keep on saying it, he is not Liverpool Football Club captain material. it's a big, big responsibility on people's shoulders. And he's not my choice to be captain because I don't see him galvanising people. I don't see people looking at him to inspire us when we need be. A classic example, the Man City, he just folded. And you know what? When we go behind, you see, you look for your captain and you look at him and he's probably one of the worst people on the pitch. He just folds and you get nothing out of him. And by the way, looking back on the goal Chelsea scored, you look back, it's his mistake, really. That ball should have been home 30, 40 yards up in the air or in the stand when he had the chance. And I don't know what he was trying to do. So if you look back, people look back on the game, the mistake in the middle of the field, and the goal came from it. So for me, yeah, I am a bit harsh on him, only because I don't think he's good enough to be a Liverpool captain. Good enough to be in the team, I don't know again.
He's played more of that defensive midfield role this season, hasn't he? But is he the best person to pick out for that? Would you have Emre Can playing ahead of him in that role?
I think I would, definitely in a defensive midfielder job, yeah. I think Can, obviously not the quickest. I mean, Jordan's got great energy running around. Everyone goes on about, you know, he's great and he's running here. I mean, we want quality on the ball as well. If you want people to run around for 90 minutes, I can still do that. You know, you need quality as well as legs, unfortunately, in the Premiership now. So, yeah, I hate to dig people like I've said, but there's always going to be question marks for Jordan Henderson. People might love him, some people might hate him. For me, I'm definitely sitting on the fence.
There is quality at the other end in Mo Salah, whose goal-scoring feats just go bigger and better each game, don't they? He's in a frame of mind where he's probably thinking he's going to score every game.
You know what, Steve? I think no one can foresee the impact he's made. And good job, really. I think Mane hasn't really got to the height of last season yet and such. I want to say thank God because, I mean, you don't see much more or anything out of Sturridge. I think Sturridge could be on his way, even though he says he'd still be a big factor. Who will buy him, I don't know. And what we need, Steve, we haven't got an out-and-out goal scorer, have we? But, my God, the way he's been scoring at the moment, he's filling the boots of many people.
Right, just a quickie. Sports Personality of the Year coming to Liverpool in December. Shortlist announced last night. Who is your sports personality, Derns?
Oh, Kenny Dalglish. Go on. Yeah. Kenny Dalglish. He's my
You're not allowed
hero.
To choose him. Anthony Joshua. No? Chris Froome.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Much as I admire cyclists and what they go through and that.
Harry Kane.
To pick one. No, it's got to be Joshua, I think, the fact that with the Paul and Pyle done in Klitschko and the word, I mean, he's such a nice gen. I think he's just a breath of fresh air. Anthony Joshua, for me, I don't think it's happened to him a nicer man.
Yeah, I think he's going to win it. Derns, thank you very much. Catch up soon.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.